Okay, let's see. I've forgotten exactly whether you said it or not. It was on an average day and somebody asked how you were and you said...
Fine.
Okay. Let's see. If somebody's troubled, you might say, oh, it'll all come out all right. Just don't...
worry about it.
And the disease of the joints is called...
arthritis.
Or an older name, maybe.
Rheumatism.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. A very severe sore throat that children used to get. It would make them choke in the night.
Strep throat?
Well, it's even worse than that. They would die of it.
Oh. I don't know.
You get a shot for it now.
Whooping cough?
Or? It starts with a D, dip.
Oh, diphtheria?
Mm-hmm. And then makes your skin and eyeballs turn yellow. Yellow something?
Yellow fever.
Or beginning with a J? J-A-U-N-D-I-C-E? Do you know that at all?
Yeah, but I can't decide how to pronounce it.
Just take a stab.
Jaundice, or
okay. That'll do. When you have your appendix out, you've had an attack of
appendix.
All right. If something you ate didn't agree with you and it came back up, you'd say you had to.
Well, there's several words.
Let's have them.
Regurgitate, throw up, bring up, vomit.
Which is the most polite of those?
Regurgitate, I think, because okay. Nobody knows what it means.
Is there something that's more crude? Or joking?
Barf. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, if somebody were in that condition, you would say he's sick where?
In the stomach.
All right. Let's see. If a boy kept coming over to the same girl's house, you would say he's doing what?
Courting her.
Mm-hmm. Any other terms?
Going steady.
Mm-hmm. And he is her?
Boyfriend.
Or? Older term, maybe?
Beau.
Yeah. And she is his?
Girlfriend. Or steady.
Okay. And if he came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother might say, you've been...
kissing. Necking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then if he asked her to marry him and she didn't want him, what would you say she did to him?
Dropped him.
All right. And when she stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say she...
dropped him.
They were engaged and all of a sudden she...
broke it off.
Okay. But if she didn't break it off, they went ahead and got...
married.
Mm-hmm. The man who stands up with the groom is the...
best man.
And the girl that stands up with the bride is the...
maid of honor.
All right.
Or matron of honor.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear about a noisy celebration after a wedding where they would come over to the couple's house and shoot guns and beat on pans and generally make themselves obnoxious?
Other than a reception, no.
No. This is something a little bit beyond the bounds of a reception.
No.
Okay, and talking about going to places, would you use up, down, and over? Would you say up in Atlanta?
Yeah.
What would you mean by up, then?
I guess when you're looking on a map, you go up, or going north mm-hmm. is up.
Okay, so down would mean?
Florida.
All right, and then what would over?
Over Alabama, or whatever else is in that direction.
What direction's that?
To the left when you're looking on the map, west.
Okay, what about east?
Oh, in Savannah, there's not too much east. I suppose I would also say over there, but I would have to distinguish between the two.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. If they didn't arrest just one or two of the people at the party, they arrested the...